get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the snake pit. And now, with something completely over the top, the host and star of the Snake Pit,
Snake.
Yeah! Sponsor?
American Leak Detection.
Snake.
All right. So, I just got back from vacation, went down to Flo-Rida with the family.
The watercolors. Finger paints.
The finger paints was beautiful this time of year. Bob, you made it out to the West Coast, to the pinnacle of awesomeness in the United States, the Monterey Peninsula.
Yes.
Which was great.
Why would you say libs, Ty?
What?
Ham made it to beautiful, sunny Colorado, sent me many pictures from Coors Field and Vail and Red Rocks, and you had a hell of a time up there.
Oh, you played Red Rocks, Ham?
Sure did.
Just got up there and drummed. And then there's EA, who's in for DJ. EA, tell everybody what you did on vacation this year.
I went on a adults-only cruise.
Okay.
Adults only?
Adults only.
Oh.
Now, who'd you go with?
Myself.
What do you mean?
Just me. Just EA. Nobody else.
You went on a cruise, an adults-only cruise, by yourself.
Yes, sir.
Now,
what do you mean by adults only?
Meaning 18 and up, no children allowed.
So like Cooper Flagg could go.
Yeah.
But is this like a single scene or what sort of people go on?
Anyone who's 18 and up, they're not discriminating. It's not like it's like an orgy. It's just
I didn't ask that.
But I'm just saying it's just adults.
Why are you always asking about orgies?
I just want to hear about EA's orgies.
Okay.
It's not
so,
Rome.
So EA,
why do you sit so low over there? Would you
You could barely see your
head.
Are
you sitting on a little folding chair?
He's got a tiny chair he switches to halfway through the show.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
My back starts to
All right. So EA, you make this determination that you're going to go on a cruise all by yourself. With the ultimate goal of what?
Rest and relaxation is the real goal, okay?
But yeah, because you got it tough.
I do. I really do. I work for you guys. It's a tough job.
Uh-huh.
But no, I wanted to relax.
Like a month a year.
But I just wanted to, you know, de-stress and have some fun.
Unwind.
Why not? Exactly. Why not?
Okay. So, did you meet any other people that were solo cruise adventurers?
I did. So, there's a Facebook group right before I went on the cruise that was specifically for anybody that was going to be going on this specific sailing. And I got to meet some of the people on there, and we were all kind of planning things out. And there were some people that were solo cruisers as well. And Virgin, what they do is they cater to those people. There is like solo meetups on the cruise where at certain times you can meet up with the other solo cruisers and get to know each other. And in fact, on the first night, they reserve one of the restaurants and one of the tables for all the solo cruisers so you can have dinner and get to know each other. So it's pretty awesome like that.
So you can fit all the solo cruisers at a table?
No, I mean, we had two tables.
There's like 20,000 people on the cruise, and there are six.
They got
solo.
A restaurant.
Yeah, and no, trust me, there were a lot of solo people on the cruise. A lot of people didn't go to the dinner, but I did, and I partaked, and I had fun meeting a lot of my fellow solo cruisers. It was pretty good.
How many dudes?
There were a few dudes. They were the problem because they got in the way of the enjoyment of the cruise because I feel like when guys get together, they kind of become like alphas and they try to block out. Everyone's trying to go for the single girls. And I felt this turned into high school. That's kind of one of the problems.
So yeah, did you also go with the expressed intent of meeting some lady?
I mean, that's in the back of my mind.
Because remember, we had your mom on a couple of months ago and your mom is very worried that you as a 36-year-old have not found a woman.
Yes.
Yet.
This was not like I'm trying to go find a bride. I'm not trying to find a bride.
No.
But in her words, she would like you to find one, but then when you do, not move in with her, but actually move out into the world, I believe.
Yes, that's the that was what she is hoping for.
Because in your custom religion, you're supposed to stay at home until you wed?
Basically, yes, because the society of our people looks down on it. If I'm trying to move out unwed, it looks bad. And so...
So you theoretically could stay there until your parents are dead?
Pretty much.
So what?
And she wants you out.
She does.
Noria, so, sweet Noria, the sweetest woman we've ever talked to. She just wants you out.
Boy, we need to catch up with her, don't we?
Yeah.
Was that last summer?
No.
It was a couple months ago.
That was it?
Yeah. Yeah. It was in the spring. So, all right, EA.
Yeah.
So, the women that were there single, were they attractive?
Oh.
Were you interested?
Hell yeah.
You were?
Yes, there were a lot of gorgeous women on there. Of course, I try to play up the fact that I'm a sports radio host, even though I'm not really that guy, but, you know, I just... played up a little
bit. What are you doing? Did you lie?
I didn't lie. I didn't say it was like a full timer. I just said that.
How do you play it up? Do you just start firing off sports takes?
Yeah, pretty much. So just like, and they asked me to like, can you like give us like a radio thing? And I was like, yeah. And so I pretended like I was introing the show. I was like, welcome. It's 96.7, 1310.
You're making me so uncomfortable right now. You know how awkward that is?
They asked and I delivered.
Do you have a little hairbrush microphone?
But you know, it was fun. Like and I almost kind of made some connections, but again, like I said, there were
almost kind of
so close.
That's the name of the book.
It was right there. The story of E.A. Azad. Almost kind of.
A couple wanted me to join them.
Oh, yeah. In what?
In fun activities that require a bed.
Hold on.
Yes.
Tell us about this couple.
Okay, so it was the first night we're having what is called the PJ party. It's on the outside deck. And I've been dancing all night, and I didn't think anybody would be coming on to me because I was pretty sweaty.
God.
Well, actually, that could be the musk that turns people into interested.
Pretty sweaty.
I was already kind of going out with another group to go get some pizza after the
shirt
thing.
Off?
No shirt off.
All right.
But this one woman just pulls me in. She is inebriated beyond belief.
Yeah.
And she pulls me in, and she's like, you're so cute. Come with me and my husband.
Oh, what accent is this?
What are you
doing? I don't know. Where is she from?
I'm just saying, whatever she was, that was it.
Well, wait, you can tell. Was it Eastern European? Was it Russian?
It was like a mix of European Russian. I would say that.
A mix of European Russian.
And she's not bad for her age. She's
how old?
What's her age?
She looked like she was probably pushing 50.
Oh, yeah.
But
gross.
Her husband was some
Those
bald
are disgusting.
Dude.
Disgusting.
Some bald dude that looked, and he was hitting on everything that moved. And he disappeared, and she goes, my husband's gone. I was like, well, let me help you find him, because I'm not about, that's just too much.
Why?
She looked like
You're
she was gone.
You're getting action.
No, she looked, that was like taking advantage of the situation.
Oh, come on, EA. Like, you wouldn't take, if it was Sydney Sweeney and she was drunk,
I have a soul.
He's a man of honor.
He wanted the pizza.
He's a gentleman, too distracted by pizza.
I'm not going to lie. The pizza thing was kind of...
all sweaty. I'm starving.
No, thanks,
but
man.
No, but here's the thing. When I did go back and met up with the group at the pizza place, there was a 40-something mom of four. She's gorgeous.
Uh-huh.
We're sitting there, and I'm making her laugh. We're connecting. We're doing it all. And the other guy was, like, not even in it. His game was off. I felt like it was going great.
So was she solo?
His game
she had
was
her
off.
Sister there with her, but her sister was kind of like passed out on the she had her head down on the table.
Yeah.
So it's just me and her.
Did
and
you
kind of
tump
dude.
Her over the edge into the water?
No, we're not going to be needing her.
And she, I'm talking about she grabbed my thigh, laughing with
me.
Hope
she can swim.
Grab your thigh. Yeah, she did, and she's laughing at all my jokes. And in my head, I'm like, I'm killing this. We're about to seal the deal.
Yeah.
And then we go in the elevator, and she goes, all right, bye. And then the doors close. I was like, oh.
Now, okay, so are you down with...
That's a good indicator, by the way, when the elevator doors close. Yeah.
But there was one thing.
So what room are you...
Just
And she's hitting the close, close, close.
Yes, yeah, the single close. It's like an action movie, Bruce Willis.
Well, but I did
so that didn't work out.
No, and I
did you not see her again?
I did. She was part of our group, but again, those other guys that kept getting in the way.
Wait, wait. Okay, she's the mother of four.
Yeah.
But the kids aren't there.
No.
Okay.
Again, adults
yeah,
only.
Yes.
So we're all in, and we have a bunch of other girls in the group, and the girls like me. I'm dancing all of them. It's just these three guys, one of them belittling me because of being in sports radio. Like, he kept bringing that up, and you could tell he was just, like, trying to make fun of me for it.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, what is your problem?
So, yeah.
You
know? It's cool to be in sports radio. Yeah,
I was like,
we're
I'm
the
better
cool
than
guys.
You. I was like, I wanted to be like, I'm better than you.
Where is there? Where are these people from? Where did you get on the boat? Galveston?
No, we left from Miami.
Oh, Miami.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Nice.
But, I mean, I had a great time. It's
did
just
your mom
that,
pay for this?
Huh?
Did your mom pay for
no,
this?
No, I paid for it.
You did?
Yes.
What's the going rate for a cruise of, for the singles?
For the solo, you know, it's funny, I did not know this, but they charge you more if you're going by yourself. But
like
around,
cover charge,
say,
right?
1,200, 1,300.
What's your allowance?
I don't have an allowance. I'm not 10.
What he stole his brother's allowance.
What does your brother get?
Smash the piggy bank right before he gets on there.
Yeah, it took his little his money.
He stole his Pez and his Fun Dip and his money. And all that.
My little brother's not hat. Dennis the Menace.
His Game Boy.
Yes.
But overall, it was a great cruise. I had fun. It didn't work out in terms of a love connection. But
okay. But is it a full week?
Yeah.
Did
full
you
week.
Did you Sunday eat to... lots of food? And
oh
stuff?
My god, they had some of the best food. Like
yeah,
they, yeah, better than other.
You
cruise
love
ones.
Food, don't you?
I mean, I like food. I'm not just because I'm a big guy. I like but, food.
I believe the quote is, "I mean, I like food."
But like, I'm just saying, it was like Corby. You would love it. Like, you,
yeah,
it's like off, like,
oh yeah,
5-star Gordon Ramsay level food.
Okay, look, I'm not a 5-star food guy.
I'm just saying, like, it's off. It's really good. All right,
and he'd get to meet a bunch of other singles.
Yeah, right,
and couples.
Oh, I'll show you
and
in the
couples.
Break. We had Scarlet Night. Like, we're partying on a pool deck.
What's Scarlet Night?
Wait a minute.
The whole ship turns red.
Oh,
everybody wears red. And everybody is just, it is a full out party throughout
so you,
the entire.
So you brought red knowing that so you were going
to yeah,
wear red.
Oh yeah, you had to. I looked it up. You're like, you need to bring red on this night.
Yeah.
So you had 7 nights of costumes?
Yeah. I mean, I only had one. The other people, you know, they brought, they get fancy with it. There was a PJ party.
What does that mean?
PGA? Like, no, y'all are.
What? PJ, like.
Pearl Jam?
Pajamas.
Everybody dresses like Eddie Vedder.
Bingo, bingo.
You wore your jammies?
I just wore like my normal. I don't think I should show people my jammies.
Why? What are your
mine
jammies?
Is just underwear. So
he dressed as Superman. Yeah,
like well, like Walter White.
Yeah.
Like,
but I will say this:
like you cook meth in the same outfit as Walter
think,
White.
The one thing that did throw me down, and I felt like I don't know what I need to get a handle of this for next time. I sweat a lot, and it's.
You don't have to whisper. We know.
And like, no, but like, it got bad on the ship. It was. Really
is it because of humidity or
that,
were you nervous?
That plus I was dancing a lot.
Yeah.
And then like, when I would say goodnight to some of the girls, they would hug me, and I'd feel like,
oh gross. Yeah, quit sweating so much.
Well, it's not like I'm telling my body like stop.
Are you like Philip Seymour Hoffman in Along Comes Polly?
Yes, very much.
Or
so.
No, it was the guys that were playing
yeah.
basketball. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. His face swipes against his belly, his little hairy belly.
I literally went.
What
to
did
the,
you ever go like? Did you ever get in the pool, take
yeah,
your shirt off, and
all,
be like, "What's
I
up,
did,
ladies?"
I closed them all. I went to the ocean.
Yeah.
I went to the pool. I took my shirt off.
Okay,
so they got to see it.
They got to see the goods.
Yeah,
huh? Okay, that's cool.
So overall, great time. This those jerks.
You're gonna do it again.
Yes, this time my little my brother and sister from Austin, they want to go. They got jealous that they couldn't go this time, so us two are gonna go. I won't go alone this time.
Okay.
Okay.
Ham, you need to go to chaperone and take some notes.
No.
I'm quite intrigued. I would definitely watch a reality
oh,
show
my God.
On the EA
yes,
cruise.
The whole EA family.
That'd
oh, be awesome.
Absolutely.
Right. Him fighting with his little brother.
Mom's a star.
Right. Over who's going to cut up his steak and all that.
Wow.
Oh, all right, EA. That's awesome.
That is awesome, EA. You're a credit to society.
Truly
you're just amazing.
Truly are.